Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. Make sure you know what's going on. Make sure you know what's happening in your little world. And I don't mean that to be demeaning, but it is a little world. Look around you. You know, and I always say, get involved and get engaged, get informed. But first, go get your honey something. February's right around the corner. What happens in February? It's Valentine's Day, you fool. Let's not blow this one. You blew Christmas, let's not blow this one, okay? What you want to do, again, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. And if you use promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. And the beauty behind this, you'll get some great product. Made in this country, you're keeping people in this country working, allowing them to put some money in their pocket. I mean, what's so bad about that? Right? It can't be that bad. I'm telling you. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. I've got the pillows. I've got the pillowcases. We've got the sheets. We've got the towels. Very excited. Very happy with them. I shouldn't say excited. Very happy with them. Okay? Anyway, a lot going on, a lot I want to get to, as you guys know. You know, we talked earlier about, somebody sent me a link to the story, and I think I appreciate it very, very much so. We were talking about John Hopkins and their diversity and equity officer, who put out an asinine, New Year's whatever, I don't even know what to call it, and basically said that everybody is privileged unless you're poor and black. Ridiculous. Just flat out ridiculous. Right? You with me? Now, after sparking outrage, John Hopkins Hospital Chief Diversity Officer Sharita Golden issued an apology for the newsletter listing the groups for privilege. While acknowledging Golden's apology, former Democrat Pennsylvania Representative Patrick Murphy condemned the letter and called out attempts to divide America even worse. And I agree. Look, Biden and team are not trying to pull us together at all in any way, shape, manner, or form. They're beating their brains out, just working overtime to really, truly divide us. And even Democrats are jumping on board with that. Now, Patrick Murphy, he says, I'm glad that Dr. Golden apologized, but it teased me off because I'm the kid that grew up in Northeast Pennsylvania in a row house. My dad was a Navy veteran, served 20 years as a cop in Philadelphia. I want you to think about this story. Right? His dad served the country, then served his community. A white guy. Right? Lived in a row house, Jeep house. Okay? No way in God's creation it could ever be assumed that you were rich. My mom was a legal secretary. I went to community college. I joined the Army at 19. You following this? This is the American dream. This is the American way of life. Our country is about opportunity. We are a nation of immigrants. We are hardworking people, legal immigrants, by the way, legal immigrants. We're hardworking people, so when you have people like Dr. Golden who wants to divide us day after day after day, there's a reason why World War II, 90% of our kids in America were going to be better off than their parents. Today it's 50%. You know why? Because people don't believe in the American dream. He's so right. You've been told by your teachers, your professors, the educated, you'll never amount to anything. It doesn't apply to you. There's no way you can reach that. And it has very little to do with greed. Do we have greedy people out there? Of course we do. But what you guys don't realize, you young people don't realize, is you keep asking for free stuff. Somebody has to pay for that. And then you don't get a job, you don't get a this, you can't find a job because of the class you took in college. First of all, it's already saturated by people. And secondly, there's no reason for it. I mean, seriously, what do you need a degree in, transgender studies in the Aztec community? What does that do for you? So we got to stop. We got to remember what's great about our country. Right? You're looking at what's going on in our country and what's happening. If we don't get these kids on the right track, you know, someone will say, oh, so you don't want them to know the history about, black America. No, I want them to know total history about America. Not just black, not just Asian. I'm so tired of hearing about, you want to talk about the Asians that were interned? You want to talk about the Germans that were interned? You want to talk about the Italians? We go down a whole list of people that were put in internment camps. Basically, were locked up, kept from looking for the American dream. Working at the American dream. These people like this, what is it, Angela Davis, I think is her name? They don't care about the truth. I've heard these people, I've had people in the academic world around me say, well, you know, they don't teach this stuff in school. No, bullpuckies. I said it the other day. I learned about all this stuff in the 70s when I was in high school. Nobody was hiding this stuff from us. And because the far left, who has control of our schools, has decided not to teach it anymore, not to talk about it. And when I say that, I mean fully draw the whole picture and not just the picture they want. How is that our fault? How is that a white person's fault? How is that a white Republican conservative Christian? How is that their fault? Yeah. You're off. Way off. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no
out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. I just appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, there's so much going on out there, so much happening. It's nice to know that you're tuned in, you're paying attention. I can tell by the emails that I get that you're paying attention to what's happening. You know, we're talking about the John Hopkins. You know, issued an apology for the diversity czar sending out just an asinine and I mean an asinine newsletter. Basically saying if you're not black, right, then you have privilege, period. And I don't agree with any of it. And it's not because I'm white. She makes absolutely no case for it. If you're any one of these, you're white, able-bodied, heterosexual, cisgender, male, Christian, middle or owning class. I love the owning class. So if you own a house, a car, or whatever, you own something of value. Because apparently, I guess, maybe I'm confused here. I guess black, young and old, because I'm trying to get out of the middle class, right? Black, young and old, non-English speaking or terribly English speaking people don't have privilege. But if you speak English properly, you have privilege. If you're middle aged, you have privilege. If you own something, you have privilege. Why? And you wonder why we perceive you as just a joke. That now it's people like her, truly and honestly. It's people like her that truly make us laugh at college degrees. Truly make us laugh. And say, you know, seriously, you actually got a degree in English. You got a degree in social studies or whatever. I love it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being simply a part of the conversation, right? All right. J.P. Morgan Chase finally came out as the CEO, Jamie Dimon, Dimon, I'm sorry. I didn't. That was definitely a slip. He urges local governments, you better start listening to the businesses. You are going to lose your tax revenue. You're going to lose your tax base. Now, this is proof positive. I've been saying it for a long time. Proof positive. You've got a bunch of boneheads in the legislative process, if you would, whether it be Sacramento, New York City, wherever, Boston. You've got a bunch of people that have never owned a business. They've never had to handle a business. They don't understand how business operates. And they put these draconian laws in place that are hurting business, actually hurting employees ultimately. And then they want to spank the employer. How dare you pull out for not making enough profit to put some money away for repairs for R&D and other things? How dare you? So Jamie Dimon weighed in on a variety of political topics from the 2024 presidential elections. They are the leader of the largest private employer in New York City. He said San Francisco is far worse shaped than New York. No kidding, right? Any city that doesn't do a good job, it will lose its population, he stressed. Well, explain the difference between San Francisco and New York. The big bank CEO is currently in San Francisco for the J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference. Despite the city bombing issues while there, Diamond said that he planned to meet with some city leaders to discuss drastic changes. In the past few years, the city by the bay had been a hub for homeless encampments and surging crime, ultimately causing residents to flee and businesses to close their doors permanently. Now, what I think is funny is, you know, if you go looking, the BLMs of the world, the hardcore progressive left Democrats of the world, they call you racist for closing your stores down in these areas. Because you're not supposed to make a profit. You're supposed to buy product, allow them to steal it, and just keep stocking the shelves, according to them. Right? I think every city, like every county or country, should be thinking about what it makes or takes to attract you to their city. Is it their parks? Is it art? Is it the safety? What is it that makes people want to hang out in the city? He added the ability to create jobs and offer affordable housing are among the qualities of an attractive city. Right? Now, he also urged local governments to listen to businesses while praising the companies who call San Francisco home. Kind of confusing. He said these companies need housing. All right, so and how do you do that? You make these cities so expensive to live in. Now, maybe the upside or your mindset could be, hey, listen, you don't have to have a car. We've got a train and a bus system. We're not far from those. I don't know. Maybe the companies need to have their own bus systems. I don't know. I'm not the business expert. But when pressed about the current state of New York, Diamond explained that the Empire State's problems are different compared to San Francisco's. Right? New York's got to worry about fiscal stuff. You can't have a fiscal deficit that's high where you think that constantly taxing individuals and companies will fix it. It won't. Right? I mean, when you have this deficit, you have to make it up by bringing in more money. They think by taxing these businesses, closing what they perceive to be as loopholes, right? Raising payroll taxes and other things are going to make it better. It doesn't. It drives people away. It drives people out. It's always the top earners that pay the massive amount, the bulk of the taxes. But nobody seems to care. No, seriously. He said, went on to say that he had some more solutions. He said, look, I'd love the government to spend more time. We spend your money, and so we do it well, really. Every department should send you a report, right? I think the press should be more demanding. How much money do we give to this department? What did they do with it? How did they spend it? Do they know where it is? How can they prove where it went? You see what I mean? There are ways for them to track this, and they should. Really, that simple. Got something to say? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Make sure you know what the heck is going on. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Pentagon's Inspector General being tasked now to look back over how the Defense Department handled Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says
whether the DOD's policies and procedures are sufficient to ensure timely and appropriate notifications and the effective transition of authorities as may be warranted.
President Biden and other top officials did not learn of Austin's hospitalization for prostate cancer until days after the fact. In Congress, many House conservatives are saying not so fast to an earlier announced spending deal. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is still much work to do to avert at least a partial government shutdown.
I am taking the first procedural step for the Senate to pass a temporary extension of government funding so the government does not shut down.
Schumer and new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson had announced last Sunday that they had arrived at an agreement on spending. This is your...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time, you know, that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. You know, I got a couple of clips I want to play for you. And I want to play because I think they really drive the point home in some areas. And, you know, one of the comments that's made by a congressman hits home so much. It's just amazing to me that it takes somebody of color that they'll even listen to. Why? I don't know why you have to be a color for you to listen to them. Right? You guys figure out, you know, somebody brought this up to me today, so it's not the genius Messina that worked this through. But when was the last time? Let's see. If you know your history, when was the last time a president, a candidate, was taken off a ballot? Anybody know? Right? They refused to put him on the ballot? Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Abraham Lincoln. And who did that? I think it was the Democrats, wasn't it? I mean, I've been known to blow my history at times. So maybe it wasn't him. If you guys want to tell me different, fine. But check out this congressman. Let's see if it'll work. Because it never works the first time. You already know that.
The official, regardless of their jurisdiction, who stands against school choice should be required to send their child to the lowest performing school in their district. Because if the schools are not good enough for your child, then they shouldn't be good enough for mine either.
I love that. Wrong clip, but I'll go with it. Right? You have all these... Obama, and now you're going to say, well, you know, it's because of their position and they had to be better security. Okay, got it. So our public school kids don't have great security, but all right, whatever. Anyhow. But seriously, if you have a legislator that believes that public school is the best way to go, offers you the best education, and sends their kid to private school, you need to hold your feet to the fire. You need to make a big deal out of it. At least I think so. Not that what I think matters, but what I think so. And this guy hit it right on the head. They should be forced. Educators should be forced. I mean, legislators should be forced to send their kids to public school. See, I believe in total school choice. I don't care if it's vouchers, neighborhood, whatever. I believe in total school choice. If the schools are truly the same, as we're told they are, if they truly believe in equity, if they truly believe in this, if they truly believe in this, then why are we struggling with it? What's the big deal? Because they don't believe in it. They know what happens in the schools. That's why they send their kids to a private school. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Okay, employment or gender disparity. I love this. This is an English legislator who actually puts it to their Department of Equity, whatever it's called. I find this amusing. Take a listen. We'll comment.
You take into account the fact that on average a male full-time employee works longer hours than a female full-time employee?
Not directly, no.
What about if you did it on an hourly rate? What would be the gender hourly pay gap?
Well, we don't have that data, Senator.
You don't have that data?
No, because we ask for annualised salaries from our employers when they report their data in.
Okay, so if a woman was working fewer hours but earning the same rate per hour as a man doing the same job, would that show up as a gender pay gap?
No.
When you actually break it down and don't use generalities, it makes so much more sense, doesn't it? Some of this stuff makes so much more sense, and she's right. Men work longer hours, usually. Not all the time. Right? Again, when you actually put the real numbers to paper, when you actually really talk about this, it's a whole different animal. All right, last but not least is Charlie Kirk. He has decided he is going after somebody who asked him a question about white supremacy. Take a listen. Come on, Charlie.
Privilege, you're Christian. How can you argue these things when you don't understand what, like, an oppressed individual is going through?
Thank you for your question.
You know, I always love that. You're not white. You don't understand the oppression. You don't understand this. You don't understand that. I mean, you're not black. And yet it's a white female asking the question. How does she know it's real? I'd ask her the same thing. How do we know that you really understand how real it is?
Your question. So white privilege is a myth and a lie and should be completely destroyed. It's rooted in racism. It is a racist idea. The best.
Right? Perfect. And both Sonia and Zoe say the same thing.
People in America are not white people. They're Asian Americans and Indian Americans. So why don't they ever talk about Asian American privilege? Asian Americans were widely discriminated against in the 1940s and 50s. We treated them horribly and put them in internment camps. Then through a series of decades of making good choices, they've now become the richest per capita subracial group in America. I never hear about Asian American privilege. Never hear about people getting so upset that all the Asian Americans are getting the PhDs or the degrees or all the good jobs in California, yet they're trying to target white people. Here comes the basis of it. If they're trying to balkanize this country and break us into different subracial groups, that is the definition of racism.
Yep, it is. Just amazing. No, seriously, just amazing. When you think about everything that's going on, they're not all sincerity. When you think about everything that's going on, and they've got these kids so confused with, you know, the black thing, the white thing, the brown thing, the whatever. Everything's about sexual orientation, color. What does that have to do with being a great engineer? Come on, think it through. What does that have to do with being a great architect? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I always find this stuff interesting. At the simplest level, And it drives me out of my mind that again, if we're truly going to fight for equality, equity, overly, whateverly, then do it the right way. Do it with truth. Right? No, just do it with truth. It's that simple. 855-ROJO. 855-732-5560. Jerry Nadler. Yeah, I know. You guys were talking about him in the chat room earlier. I don't know how you can't. You know, he's sitting there telling you, we don't need, or we do need immigrants. He doesn't say whether legal or illegal, but he says we need immigrants. Tell the whole story, Jerry. Don't leave us hanging here, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how long this thing is. There you go. See if we can get that working.
And we need immigrants in this country. Forget the fact that the farm, that our vegetables would rot in the ground if they weren't being picked by many illegal immigrants. The fact is that the birth rate in this country is way below replacement level, which means our population is going to start shrinking. And the ratio of people on Social Security and Medicare is going to increase relative to the number of people supporting.
Yeah. He called him illegal, not me. Put your stones down. This is all about him. He called him illegal. And we need them here because the birth rate's gone down because we can't produce enough little kids for your whole pedophile ring can't produce enough kids to pick in the fields. I mean, what's the heck is he talking about? He's from New York. He has no clue is what it's like, right, to be poor like this. And, again, where is he with all this that's going down? He's from New York. Where is he with what's happening in the inner city? Where is he? It's just amazing. He drew a whole bunch of comments from social media users. Nadler's said yes. All the millions of illegals from 150-plus countries spanning the globe are going to Chicago, Atlanta, Dallas, New York, and so on to work the fields? Yes, I agree. He's an idiot. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy?
I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Don't forget your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. If you go to the website, joe@joemessina.com, I'm used to giving out the email address, right? joemessina.com. It's not that hard. I try to make it as easy as possible. joemessina.com. You can sign up for the newsletters. You can read the stories that are already up. There's a lot happening there you can be part of. All right? And that's what you do. You got to engage. That's kind of what I was trying to get through with our girlfriend there. Right? Sonia Schmidt. Try to get through with her that you got to engage. Even if you're uncomfortable, talk to a friend, another parent, a relative, a loved one, or whoever, and learn what you can do, how you can make that difference. You're not always going to be able to. Really that simple. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're talking about Jerry Nadler saying that, you know, the U.S. needs many illegal immigrants. They need to pick vegetables so they keep from rotting. What he's forgotten is John Kerry's trying to stop providing water to the farmers because it's a total waste. Right? Got to do away with the farmers because they're really just dirtying up the water. They're polluting the air, all kinds of stuff. That's a true statement. Look up his manifesto. So anyway, the New York Democrat made the remarks during a House Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration. It was all about integrity, security, and enforcement. Hearing about the impact of illegals on social services. And there are plenty of them. You know, you got 12 million people. I can't even imagine what that works out to be. We've heard from some that they get 700 a month. We've heard from others it's 1,200. We've heard from a few it's 350 plus food plus a place to stay. Trump is suggesting we have over 12 million. So are some from within the administration that came across the board. Some have even put a number in as high as 19. If you go with the ones we didn't catch and how many are crossing over by the hour. You know, they're saying, look, you don't need a degree to figure this one out. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Really, seriously. A lot happens. A lot you can involve in. A lot you can be part of. There were so many stories we didn't get to that Sonia wanted to get to. DeSantis shut down a bunch of numbnuts. They climbed protesters or climate protesters at the Iowa event. The security got them, tackled them to the ground really fast, which is what you're supposed to do. You don't want to get away with this stuff. You shut them down right away. Now, he's been interrupted today several times by climate protesters out in Iowa. Now, DeSantis is a climate criminal, yelled one person. An environmental protester shouted at DeSantis. They rushed up on the stage, and security was able to get him down. While wrestling with security on the ground, the protester yelled, "How much money are you taking from the oil companies?" Frankly, as much as many other Democrats. DeSantis told the man that it's what's wrong with the college system right there. Exhibit A, right there. Ames is home to Iowa State University. Moments earlier, another protester tried to interrupt DeSantis while holding a banner that said DeSantis is a climate criminal. Isn't that great? DeSantis sparred with another protester who tried to interrupt the event. Hold on, he said. Excuse me, he said, I'm doing this, but you're interrupting. You're being rude, everyone else is listening, and you're butting in. I don't really care what you have to say. I don't care what's on your agenda. That's the way to handle them, frankly. Look, I don't even know what you said. That's what I do. I look at them and say, I don't know what you said. You're yelling, you're screaming, you're being stupid. Nobody really cares about what you have to say when you're just being a bully. And I would move on, and I would just keep talking. DeSantis spoke with reporters later on. He said, look, we take all kinds of questions from all kinds of folks. He said, I'm not going to let these numbnuts rush the stage or do anything like that. But, I mean, people that ask you, no, they're normal, respectful questions we're happy to answer. DeSantis was also interrupted by climate activists during his Fox News town hall. Right? They were all kind of crazy with him. The protester called him a fascist. Now, but this is hilarious. These kids have no idea what they're saying and what they're doing. Absolutely none. Right? I find it all amazing. Those people like that in Florida are the people we beat every single day on policy, DeSantis said. We don't let them win. You can't let them win. You've got to get up in their face and you have to stop them before they get any traction whatsoever. Because the problem is they're too ignorant to see the damage they do. Or I should say, they don't really care. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really get involved, really get engaged, really pay attention. Many of you are already doing it, I get it. another story. It's starting to grow legs, if you would put it that way, if you'd like to put it that way. I don't really care. But the Army has seen a decline in white recruits over the past decade, 10 years. Now, a total of 44,000 new Army recruits were categorized by the service as white. That was back in 2018. However, that number fell, and it has been falling, right up till 2023. During the same five-year period, black recruits rose 20% to 24%. Hispanics increased from 17 to 24. White guys took a nosedive. Now, many who you talk to later on, even the ones that didn't re-enlist, say, look, they got tired of all the political stuff. All the politicizing. There was no reason for it. You know, they get in for a reason. If they can't handle it, pop them out. Just, again, it's amazing to think that we want soft, squishy military people. We don't. And we're only going to do that when we stop teaching the garbage that we're teaching at military, at colleges, even in high school systems. There's no reason for this stuff. All right. The one I was going to wait do, but I'm going to do it now. It's a woman by the name of Sharika Soul. She did a short, very short video on genocide and terrorism. She went on to say that the black community, she's a black female, the black community continues to be a danger to their community and to others. She goes on to say, I've come to you once again to tell America no amount of feeling bad for my race justifies the way black males kill other races and each other. No amount of good black men justifies the number of black children adopted by white people in a country where black people are terrorizing whites and other races. Well, she's right. I hadn't really thought about that. Here, take a listen. Maybe. Come on, you can
it's
do it.
It's time to get really honest once again, America. The black American male is a growing threat to everyone's safety here in America. Black males are quite literally committing genocide against their own race and acts of terrorism against other races. We're constantly seeing videos of mobs of black men attacking other races, lone people. If the roles were reversed in any of these cases, where it was a group of white people attacking a lone black person or another person of color, they would always be classified as hate crimes.
Yep, she's right. Can't argue with her. Sharika is a black female. You know, and when you look at the things that are taking place, as Zoe has told me, they need to get on their own community. You need to get on your own community. They need to make sure that things are being done right. People are paying the price for what they do. And it's not just violent, it's not just violence man on man. The violence is male on female. And it was, you know, over the years, there's been a couple of times, there's such a great group of black males, black dads, who went into the schools, who went into the areas that were problematic, and cleaned them out. Well, somebody would say, how often do you need to do that? Well, as often as you need to do it. How about that? You know, black males threaten to kill black women and their children. You really want to let black men rape white women or beat Asians with hammers? We've seen the videos. Obviously, I haven't seen them rape anybody, but you know what I'm saying. Right? If you have a culture where anyone can go online and scream that they want all white people dead and not get suspended, what do you expect to happen? So I'm seeing your host. God bless, guys. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. Watch you back here with Monday, with me Monday. Right, and enjoy MLK Day. And I mean that sincerely. Back over the weekend.